CBS High on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The markets, inflation, the prospect for the Federal Reserve, all of this is part of Ukraine crisis, pandemic lifting, but still a crisis worldwide because of the recovery. And I go to Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist. His new book, No Problem, a Washington-based murder mystery, The Adventures of Martin and Twyla Boundary. However, we turn now to the story in front of us, which is the market these last days behaving counterintuitively, given all the bad news and the uncertainty coming from Eastern Europe. Given the inflation story, we have no reason to believe it's been tamed. Given the doubts everywhere about energy prices as we go into the summer. Jim, a very good evening to you. The market is behaving no longer frightened. What stopped the sell-off? Can we tell, or is it just contrary? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Well, again, I think it's the market assuming a happy ending to a lot of stories that probably will not have happy endings. So, for example, we keep hearing that the Russians are getting beat up very badly in the Ukraine. You know, some of that is propaganda. We don't really know what's happening on the ground. We know that the Russian army is less than advertised. But I think the market is assuming that Putin will look for a way out and that there will be peace. And I think that's premature. We see the market assuming that stocks have been oversold, and I think they're discounting the headwinds that still face the economy. Rising interest rates, rising fuel prices, it really haven't bitten yet. It will. Anecdotally, if you go out for a drive, you still see people exceeding the speed limit by 5 to 10 miles an hour. So they're not, you know, the average American is not feathering the gas pedal to save gas. He complains about spending $50 every time he fills the tank, but it hasn't really begun to bite yet. It will. We still have rising food costs. And, boy, I was shocked today when I checked mortgage rates, and the 30-year mortgage is up around 5% already. So that has jumped up there much more quickly than I had anticipated. I thought we would see that at year end, and we're not even halfway through the year. We're at 5% already. So the market seems to be ignoring that news as well. I think maybe the optimism is based on the fact that this is a midterm election year, and Congress tends to spend a lot in a midterm election to buy votes. And so they may stimulate the economy with its largesse.
Let's talk about stimulus, because there was a Wall Street Journal editorial these last days that pointed to members of the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives proposing, and I lose the string here a little bit, money for gasoline, $100 per car owner or $100 per member of a family for a car owner to save the Americans, the extra money they're paying at the gas pump. Will that work, Jim? Presuming it's legislation and presuming Joe Manchin can be talked into it, it is about buying more fossil fuel. Will that solve the gasoline struggles?
I've heard as much as $300 a month. And I've heard economists who I respect saying, hey, that's a good idea. It will help people at the lower end of the economic spectrum. You know, not everybody would get a check for $300, but it would go to lower income persons. I laughed out loud because, you know, what it says is the Biden administration has been trying for a massive giveaway for most of this year. The Build Back Better plan, which I call the Build Back Biden plan, was loaded with giveaways, especially green energy giveaways, all kinds of tax breaks for the green crowd. And that didn't go any place. And part of it was because Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, a fossil fuel state, said he wouldn't vote for it. And Democrats just don't have the votes in the Senate to be able to pass that legislation. So now Joe Biden is sounding like J.R. Ewing. as opposed to the tree hugger he was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. And he's talking about giving people money to spend on gasoline. So it's something that even Senator Manchin could embrace. I think it's great politics. People like free stuff. I think the only thing that Republicans could do is to go along with it and hope they pass it quickly so that by the time the midterm elections come around, people forget about it. But it would have an impact. I think it would help the Republicans in the midterm elections to give away $300 for gas to the general public.
The president also is putting together the two stories, that is energy, with the war in Eastern Europe, and making plans to deliver natural gas, liquefied natural gas, to Europe in this transition from depending upon Russian energy, which is unlikely in the next years of Russia remaining an adversary, to dependence on coal in Germany, for example, on nuclear energy in France, and on liquefied natural gas from the U.S. Now, that is not certainly what we expected from the Biden administration when it started. Do you find this a practical maneuver? After all, politics is the art of the practical.
It is practical because the general public realized that what I call the great green bamboozle, the forced conversion, the forced transition of Americans from gasoline-powered cars to electric vehicles was premature. We just don't have the infrastructure in place to make that switch, number one. And number two, your average guy can't afford these electric vehicles. I mean, I guess the cheapest one is a Nissan Leaf, which with federal tax credits, you can get, you know, $19,000-some, but it's a tin can, and it goes 200 miles at the most, and you have to put a power station in your house. I mean, you know, it's a headache, and it's, some people can't afford that expenditure. So the public didn't buy into it, and Biden is smart enough to realize that the great green bamboozle was going to blow up in his face. So now he's become a drill baby drill guy. You know, he'll be out there fracking, joining the frackers in the field up to Election Day. Mark my word.
We come to the Federal Reserve. Jerome Powell, in a remarks at a luncheon earlier in the week, used the word aggressively, saying we'll do what's necessary to calm inflation. Goldman Sachs' analysis of these remarks is that we'll have a half-point rise in May and a half-point rise in June, which is quite distinct from the 7-quarter points that we were promised earlier. Is it enough, James? Will they go faster?
They will go faster because, inflation is still roaring. The economy is hot. You know, unemployment claims were at the lowest since 1969.
Right.
So people are working. The problem is people aren't making enough money to keep up with inflation. So although the economy looks strong and people are buying, it can't last, because people only have what they call elasticity. They're only able to spend so much more on price increases.
We just have 30 seconds. Will Powell get ahead of it? Will Powell solve this by being aggressive, Jim? Just a few seconds to say.
No, he won't. He's too political. He won't get aggressive before the midterm election. By the time he gets aggressive after the election, it'll be too late.
Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.